Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, December 30th of 2019. As you can imagine, with tonight being so close to January 1st, I'm going to be talking tonight. My teaching time tonight, I'm going to spend it on talking about closing out the old year and opening up the new one. Tomorrow night, I'm going to spend some time reflecting. Maybe I'll do it tonight. Maybe I'll do that tonight as well. But then after that, in the first show I do of 2020, I am going to talk about what do I see this year. No, here's what I'm going to call it. Can you see 2020? No, someone else did something and is calling it that. I'm going to call it Miracle Man's 2020 Vision. And by the way, listeners, not only are we closing out a year, we are closing out a decade. No more 20 teens. Hello, 2020s. And I just know it's going to be a great year. I'm not going to say this in means to spoil it. I will mention this again on the first show of 2020. But I want to say, I'm convinced that 2020 will be a year of plenty. For those who seek God, obey His word, do what it says, those who are fervent, praise God, it's going to be a year of plenty. Financial, health, sales, clients. Rest. You know, you'll be well spiritually. Amen. But not necessarily for everyone. What I mean is for those who choose to disobey God, it's not going to be an easy year. I'm not going to talk about the election, however. Unless I feel like God gives me permission to do so. Because this is not a political show. However, around primary time and around election time, you will hear me talking about voting and voting biblical. That is our interest group, folks. The Bible. That should be your number one interest group. It really should be. Should be. So find the candidate who best stands up for the Constitution of the United States. In the way it was written. Not some wishy-washy way it was written. Not some wishy-washy way that someone else may think it was written, but the way it was actually written. We're gonna have some fun first, you know, and we're gonna, what I've been up to and what have you. Then after we have our time in the Word, I got sports to talk about. And there were some surprises in the NFL yesterday. Big ones. One of which I made almost call earth-shattering. Do you know what happened to the Patriots yesterday, by the way, Caitlin?
I will go grab that for you.
Did you know what happened to the Patriots yesterday? Well, I'm not going to spoil it for you because I want you to stay tuned into the whole program. So I'm not going to get in the way and just tell you right now what happened. But you did hear about what happened, though, right, Caitlin?
I'm sorry. Was it right there?
Did you know what happened to the Patriots yesterday?
No, what happened?
They didn't exactly win. They lost to someone they weren't supposed to lose to. Dolphins.
Oh.
And so now it has some implications that they'll still make the playoffs. They still won their division, but they're not going to get a bye week. So let you know kind of what it's looking like, listeners, at the time. As well as, the lie downs. I just thought, at least for the way it's been going, Detroit lie down, crushing our hopes and dreams. No, crushing hopes and dreams since 1958. That's a good one, don't you think? Don't you think that's a good one, Caitlin?
Yeah.
For a team who struggled so bad.
Yeah.
Crushing all hopes and dreams since 1958. Hashtag sell the team. Yep. You say Miracle Man, you know they're called the Lions, right? Well, listeners, when they start playing like it, that's when I'll get back to calling them that, the Lions. But the last 11 games of the season, they played good at times, many of the games, but they ended up losing all of them. They won 3 games this year. 2 of them were after the first game, which they ended in a tie. So they could have been 3-0, only to lose 12 of the next 13. Wow. Kind of like the 0-16 all over again. I know I'm not, I didn't mean to spoil the party. I'll have more discussion or get in discussion about that later, as well as other happenings in the world of sport, of football and elsewhere in sports. Even though January is coming and we're getting into the period known as the dead of winter, the good news is the preseason start of baseball is 2 months away. I know it's not sports time, but I wanted to give hope. Because I don't like the dead of winter myself. Some of you may be saying, "Oh, Miracle Man, what do you mean?" What I mean is that generally in January, which in some article I saw is sometimes called January, and February, which is sometimes called February, I guess sometimes in the world of the skiing world, January and February is like means like buried. You got buried in snow. Then there's there's Miracle March, Awesome April, and Magnificent May. Because sometimes way out west, it can snow in May. Sometimes on those mountains. Have you heard that, Caitlin?
Yeah.
In my mind, I can agree with January and February because that's about how I feel about it. Now, Miracle March. In my mind, Miracle March means something different. In my mind, Miracle March means that maybe January and February weren't the greatest to you. Maybe you got, we'll say January and February brought in over 20 inches of snow apiece. Maybe 25. And we'll say it snows a little bit more at the start of the month, maybe another 3-4 inches. Just an idea of what winter can look like in Michigan, you know. Not saying it always does, but can't. But then suddenly you have like 3-4 70-degree-plus days in a row. And then hopefully some other real warm days. That, in my mind, is a magnificent March. Awesome April? More the same. Magnificent May? Well, in my mind, a magnificent May is characterized by as many days as possible being 70 or 75 and higher, and as little rain as possible. It can rain as much as it wants at night, but during the day, I'd rather it not. And then June and July, I'm trying to think of some names for those ones. Delightful December, it kind of depends on what you like. You see, in my mind, December is the one winter, is the one time that I like it to be wintry. You kind of like snow, don't you? Like for winter. So in your mind, if you ever heard delightful December, that would mean it snowed a lot and was kind of cold, wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm.
So really, because of the season of winter, really should start with December. Wouldn't you think?
I think so.
Delightful December, January, February, Miracle March. In my mind, if it's like that, it's Miracle March. And then if it's bad in April, awful April. And then May, if it's still chilly all the time, equals meh. Get the idea? Meh, May. And then June and July, I'm trying to think. But like, trying to think of what flows. Between August isn't always my favorite of the summer months, if you know what I mean. July is. In other words, that one, I think that would just be super summer, which in my mind, I bet you can imagine, because I said I would like the warmth, as many really hot days as possible. By really hot, I mean like 85 plus, as little rain as possible. Anyhow. Like I was saying, so it's getting in the winter here. It's good to see that the preseason of baseball is only 2 months away. At which point I'll start talking about the Tigers. What can they do to improve on the misery of last season? Because, trust me, they have a lot to work on if they want to be a force to be reckoned with in baseball. All right. I want to encourage you to check out the book, Rivers of Miracles. Preacher Man did an amazing thing for me. He read the book aloud for me. I now have it on my phone. So whenever I want, I can go home tonight, read a chapter. Or two, or three, or four. Or all 16 of the miracles. It's just right there. Scratch that. I want that edited out. But I do want to say, listeners, I want to encourage you to go check out the book, Rivers of Miracles. From a God, a God whose mother cannot see, but she totally believed in. And I was going through, looking at it, and there are details in it. So a lot of it is from times where I was so little that I wouldn't have remembered it. But it's all good. And I want to say one thing. The miracle is greater than the battle. The miracle you receive is far greater than the battle. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by Jesus. This is how I fight my battles. Thank you, Jesus. But please go to riversofmiracles.com. And take a look. Buy a book. Buy three of them. Buy 20. Read one for yourself. Give out the others. Praise God. We believe. I see this as a ministry. People can learn from this when they read this book. It's a story about someone. And the reason I'm able to sit here today is because a mother believed in God. My mother believed in God and me. No, who gets all the credit in the world? Jesus. And I love my mother a lot, but to be honest with you, it's Jesus. It's because of Dr. Barclay, who believed in me. And sorry about that, listeners. I wasn't distracted. I was just thinking about how great our God is. That he would do miracles in me. 13 different diagnoses. When I'm born deaf, 3 months later, blind. About a year and a half old, I'm declared profoundly mentally disabled. The word they used then is a word I will not use So, but it was more acceptable back then. I'll just say, profoundly mentally delayed. Along with many other diagnoses, but through it all, through everything, I succeeded. My left ear was connected perfectly. We still believe in God for the miracle of my vision coming. 2020 is the year for 2020 vision. You know what? It's not going to be 2020. It's going to be perfect vision. Because I don't know if you've heard this, Caitlin, but there's actually vision better than 2020. It's like 2010 or whatever. Have you heard of that? I always thought it was 2020. And that's what it used to be. But then they changed something on it. That's what happened. They changed something. Because it used to be that 2020, up until about 5 years ago, that you know of, it was always considered 2020 was the best there could be. But then there was a certain test. How did you find out you had a test and you tested higher?
No, I actually have really bad eyes. it's my boyfriend. He told me he has 20/10. He has really good eyes, and I told him 20/10 was higher or better, you know.
You because yours was the other way from 20/20, and that 20 doesn't mean a certain eye, right?
Yeah.
Why is there two numbers then?
Because
I figured it would mean right eye one thing, left eye the other, or something like that.
Oh, I think it is.
But then why is one of the numbers always, why is the first number always 20?
That's a good question. I'm going to look at that.
Because you would think it could be like maybe as you get older, maybe it could be like maybe 30/30 or 30/40 or 30/60. You don't want to be anything near 200 because at 2200 you're considered legally blind. But praise God and believe in God for that. 2020 is my year of perfect vision. And I'm believing God for that. And I know that.
Oh, the top number, like, you know, 2010 or whatever. The top number refers to your distance in feet from the chart, and the bottom number indicates the distance at which the person with normal eyesight can read the same line.
Then why is the first number always 20? Because the first number is always 20.
The top number refers to distance in feet from the chart. So I think it's the same number because that's where the 20, where you should be standing every time you do an eye test. So that's the distance that you should be standing from the chart that you're doing the test on.
Is that why that first? That's why it's always 20?
Yeah.
It's not a left eye, right eye.
I think each eye, yeah, each eye you have, you know, like 2010,
20. So it could be like 2050/2020 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Or 2010/2030 or something like that. Because even 2030 is not necessarily bad. But anyhow, praise God. I just know God's moving. I know it's going to be great year. Now, apparently there's some kind of Dr. Pepper ice cream or ice cream Dr. Pepper. I didn't read the whole thing, but Preacher Man had tagged me in a post on Facebook. I did not go look at it. I was busy looking at some other things that some people had put out. Whatever it is, where's the Coca-Cola ice cream? Why does it always have to be Dr. Pepper? Root beer float's good too, but what about the vanilla Coke float? What about a vanilla Coke float? Because in my mind, Coca-Cola is the best soft drink that one can drink. Available at your local McDonald's for the low price of just a dollar. Speaking of dollars and deals and McDonald's, at least on my app, you know, McDonald's can learn your buying habits and that, and then they'll curate deals for you. One of mine is 40% off a McFlurry or a shake. The crazy thing is that it lets you get one a day at that rate for up to February 2nd. But the and then there's a 40% off a Big Mac, a quarter pound of cheese. Oh, but of course it only has to let you get one of those once a week. And then my personal favorite, dollar off a large fry. That's my personal favorite. Yes, it is. In other markets, it does $1 large fry, like Ohio. Come on, Michigan. Come on, corporate McDonald's. If you're listening, please send that deal to this market. Dollar large fries. And I understand in some of these markets, like in Ohio, that you can get it that it's a daily deal and you can use it every day. I wonder who decides what deals go where. And I feel like if I show them a deal that's available in Ohio, I really feel like I should be able to use it here. Wouldn't you think?
It sounds nice, but...
Why wouldn't they?
Because they would say that there's only, you know, in participating locations. And Michigan's not one of them, unfortunately.
Why would they decide Michigan not to do it?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think corporate does all right. It would be nice to see where, you know, why they choose this place to have these type of deals, but not this one.
But the thing is, my question is, like, what if I'm at the McDonald's in Michigan that's closest to the border of Toledo? Does it work there, or do you doubt it?
I doubt it.
You bet in a place like that, it's only within the specific state?
Mm-hmm.
So you bet market-wise, that McDonald's or whatever would probably be part of like Ann Arbor or Detroit market, not Toledo.
Yeah.
But anyone like 30, 40 miles outside of Toledo that's in Ohio would still be in Toledo market.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. I guess I won't know until I look at that certain McDonald's or those certain ones because I'm kind of curious. Because in my mind, dollar large fries, that's a dream come true. Because other than like the McChickens and that, the ice creams and that, there's something to me about a great big thing of fries. And I think McDonald's fries things are bigger than Wendy's. Sometimes the box at Wendy's can seem bigger, but it's not. What?
I was saying, you think they are bigger or they're not?
I think McDonald's is bigger.
Oh, okay.
Don't you?
Than Wendy's?
Than Wendy's or Burger King, I think it is.
Yeah, bigger than Burger King. I know that, but Wendy's, I don't really go to Wendy's, so I haven't seen their fries. I don't know, but yeah, they're definitely bigger than Burger King.
Burger King is kind of in between the McDonald's medium and the McDonald's large, isn't it?
Yeah.
Literally. Sad. You can do better, BK. You can do better. But anyhow, like I was saying, go register for the deals on the McDonald's app and find out what your deals are. Of course, the dollar any size soft drink is at basically every McDonald's. Actually, the disclaimer is participating McDonald's, actually. Some of the ones in airports won't do it. But even in Atlanta, for example, what I like about the app thing, I can click on any McDonald's in America that is mobile ordering, and it'll show me the price. So it can kind of be the know before you go. That way I know, like, which McDonald's not to go to, you know? At least pricing-wise, because you know how they vary place to place. But anyhow, programming alert. I plan to do a show, would like to do a show tomorrow night. I don't know if I will. If I don't do one Wednesday night, I'll do it Friday. There will be at least one more show this week. I'd like to do two. And I want to encourage you, the best way to be a part of the show is to call in. Whether you want to talk to me or you just want to listen in, the number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, the number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts, and when you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken through a call screener, and my assistant will answer the phone. And I'll let you on, and you'll be able to have your say. All right. I want to sing a song for you guys that I've never sung before. And it's basically what it's talking about, is about how the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us, because He's anointed us to preach good news about, like, giving freedom to the captives and everything else. So, without further ado, here we go. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us, because He has anointed us to preach good news. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you, because He has anointed you to preach good news, to bring sight to the blind. This is the year to bring freedom to the captives. This is the day to give freedom all around. This is the year of the vengeance of our God. This is the year of the favor of the Lord. This is the year. This is the year of the favor of the Lord. This is the day of the vengeance of our God. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you, because He has anointed you to preach good news. This is the year of the favor of the Lord. This is the day of the vengeance of the Lord. This is the year of the favor of the Lord. This is the day of the vengeance of our God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for another great year. I thank you, Lord. I'm grateful, Lord Jesus, that 2019 is about done. Entering into not only a year, new year, but a new decade. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that your hand is upon us. We're going to do spiritual work tonight. We're going to teach these people how to properly close out an old year and open up a new one. And I pray, Lord God, that these people will take this to heart and will do what I recommend. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Luke 4. Praise God. Turn in your Bible. Now, I'm just looking to see where it is that it talks about where Jesus says that it's the year of the favor of the Lord, the year of the vengeance of our God, and where it talks about that He's called us to give freedom to the captives. You know, just set them free. That it's the year of deliverance. So, sorry about that. I'm just looking. Might be chapter 8. Hallelujah. 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 Actually, you know what? I'm not going to turn to it, but in Isaiah 43, there's a verse. It says, remember ye not the former things, but let it go. what it says. Remember ye not the former things. In other words, what that's trying to say is, don't be one of those people that dwells on the past. It's gone. Because in 2 days, we check the time. All right. In 27 hours and 50 minutes, 2019 and the rest of the 20 teens with it will be history. So whatever happened this decade, you will not be able to go back and change it. You will not be able to go back and change it. No, you will not. But you can control the future. What it's talking about is, like, don't dwell on the bad, on what happened to you, especially not the bad. And all this, what I'm going to talk to you about tonight, I'm going to talk to you about some things you can do. One of which involves taking dominion over things you're leaving behind in 2019. The other involves making a list of commitments. The world calls these New Year's resolutions. I call them commitments. But first, I want to talk to you about closing out the new year. How do I close out the old year? Close out the old decade? Well, you think about, and this is the best part to think about. What did God do for me this year? What did God do for me in the 20 teens? What did I accomplish as a result of God in my life? For me, a lot. A lot of, and it was a decade of firsts. I graduated high school and college, both in this decade. Became more involved in my church. Got my apartment. Been growing spiritually. You know, a lot of things. Started this radio show, hallelujah. But obviously there's been some bad too. But how do you close out the old year properly? Going to give you a list of things, and I'm going to discuss each one. Number one, forgive and forget. You know, these people who did bad to you, you have to forgive them regardless of what they did. They did bad to you in 2019. Some of you listening to me might have to go back to 2018, 2017, 16, all the way back to 10. And you may have to forgive these people. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to be I do not want to be going into 2020 holding grudges against people. I don't want that. Because when you're holding grudges, you're postponing yourself. From promotions, from miracles, supply, miracles in your body, there's a lot of things that you can be postponing because you're holding grudges. So when someone sins against you, forgive and forget. Number two, close out old accounts. You know, what that means basically is pay off everything you can. Stay current on things. Make sure that, you know, that you just close out the old account. Are you saying I should close my bank account? No! Uh-uh. What I am saying, though, is that 2019 is over in just over 28 hours. So, I'll be closing out old accounts, repenting of anything and everything. Number three, mend relationships. So you, what does that mean? Repair the relationships in your life that aren't good. Maybe it's your relationship with your parents. That's not what it should be. Maybe it's your relationship with your boss. Maybe it's your relationship with your spouse. A relationship with someone else you know. That maybe you're not supposed to be their friend again. But at least make it right. And mend it. Fix everything that's broken that can be fixed. If you broke some stuff, by the way, I'm not necessarily talking about if you broke glass, but you did some things that caused the relationship to break. Make it right. Praise God. Number four, bury the bad. You know, especially if it's the devil. You know the devil's trying. The devil is trying so hard to attack you. The more on fire you are for God, the more the devil's going to try to attack. But you got to say no. The devil cannot have me. He cannot have my house. He cannot have my family. He can't have it. You got to get his hands off. So, what we got to do here is forgive and forget. No, close out old account. Forgive and forget. Bury the bad and mend relationships. Those are some of the best ways to close out the old year. Open the new year. You got to make some decrees. Got got to determine what do you want for this next year. Some of us might put things on there like, maybe I want to take, maybe I want to travel a little more. Maybe, I'm not talking about me specifically by any means. I'm just throwing out ideas. Maybe some of you have. Or maybe I'd like to they don't, and by the way, they don't all have to be spiritual. The travel one, like I said, is, but maybe it is, I want to memorize at least 3 verses a month. Hey, that's only 36 verses a year. Some of these chapters we'll read in the show have more than, that we've read on the show have more than 36 verses in the chapter. But he threw out the 1 verse a month, and that was like, for some of you, that's where you're at. Others of you can obviously go higher. Some of you can go even higher than 3 a month to memorize. Some of you have read that Bible so many times through. But that could be a good resolution. Maybe it's to serve more in the local church. Maybe it's something you believe in God for, promotion. A better house that better represents you. I mean, that better represents God. Because you'll be blessed. Because God doesn't want his house to be blessed, but us to be poor. That's not what God wants. No. But got to make some decrees. Got to determine what you want to happen. Another great way to open up the new year, fast. I know some of you listeners are thinking, what did the miracle man just say? Did he just say a word that starts with F and ends with T? Yes, I did. Fast. By the way, I'm not talking about having an 85-mile-an-hour race down I-75. I'm talking about putting the flesh under. I'm not talking about a water-only fast. Okay, if that's what God wants you to do, though, do it. But ultimately, what this fast should be is you take some time and give up some pleasant bread. What's pleasant bread to you? Is it the piece of chocolate pie? Is it the pizza? Or is it the late show? Read the Bible. Read the Bible. The Bible's better than the late show anyhow. Maybe your pleasant bread to you, maybe your biggest thing is football or sports. So maybe for a little bit, however long it takes, maybe you just don't watch it. Whatever your pleasant bread is, put that flesh under for a few days. Dr. Barclay does a 30-day fast. He he's put together a fast for people in the church to follow. No, you're not punished because you didn't fast. It's between you and God. You determine what you're going to do. You're going to do it. If you're going to do it. Like on the fast, it's like really straightforward. One day you don't eat any meat. One day you don't eat any sweets. By the way, you don't have to do this. If you want to, but we do want to put the flesh under to show God and to show the devil. The devil cannot have us this year. We're consecrating ourselves to God. Amen. It's a great way to start your year off right and have dominion. Don't put any humans on the list of what you're going to fast. Don't say, I'm going to fast my wife. I'm going to fast my husband. Would I? Because what I'm thinking of is things that can be distractors. And your husband and wife should not be distracting you from God. And if they're helping you in your relationship with God, maybe you need to be with them even more. Yeah. So, put that flesh under. Fast some stuff. Fast. Make up your mind. Take dominion and authority. Also, increased prayer. This is a great time. Going into next year, and even the first few days of next year, it's a great time to just be in prayer before God. Amen. Fasting and prayer is an amazing thing. It really is. Sets up your year. Another thing, I didn't forget about this. I'm coming to this right now, though. With there still being 28 hours in the year, now at my church, we did this last night. You got to take dominion over the stuff that you want to leave behind this year. There's something you can do. That stuff that you don't want to go with you in the next year, write it down on a white piece of paper, shred it, stomp on it. Take authority over that stuff. Make sure God knows you mean it. And this stuff is not going with me into the new year. Whatever it is. Maybe it's your bad attitude. Maybe it's the wacky tobacco. Maybe it's the marijuana. Maybe it's the... Maybe it's your nasty attitude towards your spouse or your children or your parents. Sickness and disease. You can put sicknesses and diseases on there. I tell Jesus, I put blindness on my list every year. Deafness, autism. I put those things on my list. I go up to the altar and I shred that stuff. And I make sure that God sees it. And the devil knows that I mean business. But while you're doing it, what you should be saying is, devil, you can't have me. Devil, you're not controlling me in 2020. You are bound. this next year is going to be different. This next decade is going to be different. I want to be different. I want to be free. That's the kind of stuff you say as you're shredding your stuff. Shred that white piece of paper. Make sure God sees it. Whether you do it in front of your couch, maybe, or in your bedroom. You know, right? And by the way, this writing stuff on a piece of paper and shredding it, it's not meant to be something dumb. No, it's called taking dominion, taking authority, letting God know that you mean business. You're letting the devil, putting the devil on, serving notice on the devil. Letting him know that he doesn't have power over me. I have power over him. What I mean is, in Luke 10:19, I give unto thee. Let's go to Luke 10:19 right now, folks. Let's go. Whoops. Praise God, Luke 10. I want to start at 17, actually. I love these verses. Amen. Luke 10:16-19. He who listens to you, listens to me. He who rejects you, rejects me. But he who rejects me, rejects him who sent me. Okay. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. Verse 18. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. 19. Pay very close attention. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome a little bit of the power of the enemy. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's get this right. Verse 19 again. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome most of the power of the enemy. No. Try it again. I've given you authority to trample snakes and scorpions and to overcome all of the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice when the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. So, that doesn't mean that you should just that doesn't mean that you can go out there, live in sin, and do whatever you want, and all that other stuff, because it said nothing will harm you. It means that God has given you dominion, freedom from sin, not freedom to live in it. Freedom from, not freedom to. Amen. But it is, but you see what you're doing when you take that piece of paper, write that stuff on it, stomp it, I mean, shred it, stomp on it, and then throw it in the garbage. What you're doing is taking authority over that stuff. And then rejoice for that stuff being gone from you. Amen. Now, if you do that, you get a different piece of paper and you write on it, things I want for 2020. That's where you write down things like, I want to go after God, run after God like never before. Going to pray more, read my Bible more. Have a better attitude towards my spouse and children. I don't have a spouse or children, I'm believing, but I'm just saying as an example. This year I'm going to earn more money than what I've ever earned and give more money to the local church than what I've ever given. This year I plan to, and then you put other things on it that you want. By the way, they don't all have to be spiritual things. And God wants us to have the desires of your heart. So if you wrote on your list, I would like to go to Texas, for example, this year, you write that on that list. Because God wants us to have the desires of our heart, as long as it's not sin. There's nothing wrong with taking a vacation for a few days and going to the beach or to Texas or whatever. So you put it on that list, and God knows you're serious, and you're praying to God. By the way, I'm not just talking about going somewhere. I'm talking about for whatever is on that list. Whatever is on that list that you put on that list. And you pray over the things that you put on that list. That God because, like I said, God wants us to have the desires of our heart. Well, not all. Well, I did that last year. Not everything on my list came to pass. It won't always happen. That's not always going to happen. That if you put 10 things on your list, that all 10 are going to come to pass. But, and by the way, if you're believing for a miracle in your body, put that miracle that you're believing for, put it on there. Example. I want to be free from let me just think here. I want to be free from skin cancer. I don't have that, but I'm just saying as an example. You can write that on there. And then you take authority. As you write down that list. And then you speak over your skin all the time. And you call it healed. And then you'll go, and then by faith, you'll go to that doctor for your checkup. And they'll look at you. And they'll say, well, you're supposed to be a cancer patient, aren't you? Well, yeah. Supposed to be. Well, you. Well, none of this looks like I saw it last time. Well, you're right. And then they'll say, this is in remission. I can't see any signs that it was here. And then you'll tell them, God healed me. By the way, you get a miracle like that, make sure the doctor hears where it came from. God did it. Because they should know that. Well, you know, that doctor could give his life to Jesus right there in the office. He could. Hopefully he does. Or she. Hopefully they do. And the nurse, the medical student that's in there, whoever's in there. If there is one in there. Just keep believing God for that miracle until it's made manifest. I know I'm working on my list right now, what I want. I'm writing on it. 2020 is my year of perfect vision. Because like I said, I did some research and showed that, and when I did it, showed me that 2020 vision is the old standard of perfect vision. And from what you saw, Caitlin, that is now what is called normal vision. And no, 2010 is perfect. 2020 is called normal. And normal is still good, but it doesn't mean the same thing as perfect, if you know what I mean. Obviously, when it's normal, that means there's no real reason for them to be concerned. But at the same time, praise God. And obviously, you got to put works to your faith. Write it down. Write that vision down. Make it plain. Maybe copy your resolutions, maybe. Put a copy on your dresser. Maybe put a copy in your Bible. If you're one of these people that wants to put a note in your window, put a note on your window. Maybe put a note in your car, on your dashboard. Because you'll see what you've put down on that paper. And you'll know and you'll be and you'll know to pray and to believe God for those things. Especially if you're in a place where you're desperate for a specific miracle. Because you got to decree a thing. You got to make a vision. Decide how you want it to go. Where there is no vision, the people perish. I'm telling you all this because I don't want you to go into the new year and just let the calendar flop. Yay, the ball dropped. Happy New Year. And go into it like, let it flop. No. We want to open up the new year properly. That's why we want to write down these commitments to God. That's why I want you to take down the stuff, write down on that white sheet of paper the stuff you're leaving behind. That's why after the new year, I want you to go on a fast. Fast some kind of pleasant bread. So that we can open up the new year properly. Praise God. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time in your word. Thank you for this lesson on closing out the old year and opening up the new one. I give you praise and honor and glory in advance for what you're going to do in this next year, in this next decade, Lord. I know this next year is going to be great for those who seek your face. May the lion of the tribe of Judah roar through the 2020s. Not just next year, but through this next decade. May it be the decade where the roar of the tribe of Judah was loud. Amen. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, for sports. In terms of football, we'll start with college football. On Saturday, in a surprise, the Clemson took down that team to the south, 28-23. That team to the south led 14-0 at one point. Didn't keep the lead. Ended up losing the ball game, 28-23. I thought for sure they were going to win. Mind you, Clemson had not played one top 25 opponent. Not one. The Bucks played several. People may say, you know, a miracle man, can they beat LSU? I don't know. LSU is really good. They crushed Oklahoma 61-18. Crushed them. I'm not even sure Oklahoma was the greatest to begin with. I don't think they were. I don't think they were equal to OSU Clemson. No. They were not on par with Clemson, Oklahoma. I mean, with Clemson, LSU, and the team to the south. So, Clemson will play LSU on January 13th. I will make my prediction at that time. Now, Michigan plays tomorrow. New Year actually plays Wednesday. they play Alabama. Alabama. And Alabama is tough. Although they lost a couple of good games to Auburn and LSU, they're still a very good team. I know they worked on some things even after the Auburn game. I'm sure they've worked on some things. And I know for Michigan, it's going to be a tough game. It really is. When I look at this game, my honest prediction is Sweet Home Alabama, 42. Wishing Again, 18. 42-18, Alabama with the win. Also, Michigan State got a win over Iowa State in their bowl game. By the way, on Wednesday, it's the Citrus Bowl. The Citrus Bowl is the bowl game that they will be playing in. Because every year they change the name of all these bowl games, and what ones are represented as the different championship games, and la da 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 da. I don't know why they even bother messing with it every year, but they do. Like, I know the Sugar Bowl is in New Orleans and all that. So, NFL. For the NFL, of course, we have the Lions lose to the Packers. They were up by 14 points at one point, 17-3. Couldn't keep the lead. Lose another game to the Packers. By the way, the Lions were actually 3-12-1. 3-12-1. Here are your division winners in the NFL. NFC East, Philly actually won, took down the Cowboys. Although yesterday Philly won their game and the Cowboys beat, they crushed the Redskins. NFC South, New Orleans. NFC North, Pack. NFC West, your winner was the 49ers. They took down Seattle yesterday in Seattle, one of the toughest places to play a football game, 26-21. They were really close to the end zone, but couldn't get it in there. AFC East, New England won the division, but they lost a game to the Dolphins. So they got to play next week, and they don't get to have a bye. AFC South, Houston won it. AFC North, Baltimore. They just might be the team going to the Super Bowl. AFC West, the Chieftains, the Chiefs. All of these will be hosting playoff games in the next 2 weeks. All of these. Plus your wild cards. I believe Minnesota is one of them. Yep, Minnesota. And the Bears are out. Also, in the NFC, Seattle is your other wild card. AFC. Well, I think Denver is one, I want to say. And Tennessee. I believe it's Tennessee from the AFC South. that is your AFC wild card? So that's where we stand right now. It is now officially football playoff time. All right, folks. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I'll see you next time. And if I don't see you until 2020, Happy New Year. So long, everybody.